Welcome to Corazon Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Varun Talwar. Varun Talwar has created not one, but two very widely used projects, Istio and gRPC. He wants Istio to do to networking what Kubernetes did to compute. His philosophy that has driven him to create these open source projects, solve a hard problem and make it easy for people to adopt the technology. He firsthand understood the challenges that enterprises are going through with modern applications on heterogeneous infrastructures and wanted to solve for those. He started Tetrate along with JJ to create a safer and more responsible path to application modernization for enterprises.
Well, good afternoon, Varun. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Brian. Happy to be here.
Awesome. Thank you for jumping on. This is exciting. We're going to jump into these questions and get started digging into your story so we can get this shared out with our audience. So, Varun, you've got quite the career as the founding product manager for gRPC and Istio. You worked for Google, you worked for YouTube, and now you're the co-founder of Tetrate. Could you share with our audience the secret to your career growth and what inspires you?
Yeah, so thank you, Brian, for that. I've been lucky to have gone through those experiences, and I think definitely luck plays a big factor in, you know, how your career grows. So I was born and raised in India, did my, you know, background in technology and computer science. And I think one thing which was there from the early days was a pretty high degree of passion, right? So I think anything that you I would touch on in terms of be it a project or be it some effort or a new product in a company, you bring a lot of passion and energy into it. And I think that's one key thing, like don't do anything unless you're passionate about it. And once you are working on something that you're passionate about, I mean, all the effort and, you know, sincerity flows behind it. The other thing is, I think what I inherited from my dad, he was quite a sincere worker. He was a statistician by profession and, you know, used to go work pretty diligently. And I think I sort of inherited that. So just sincere work ethic and putting effort behind anything you do is something that I got from him, and I think is an important reason why I could see some success in my journey. So that's sort of, I would say, the two core attributes which I can think about that have led to some successful stints. In terms of what inspires me is really new technology that is on the bleeding edge, and it can have a big impact. And a big impact could be on people. If it's a consumer product, it could be on employees and partners and developers and operators. If it's a product for business to business, but really, if it's new tech that is sort of shaking that industry and can grow, can sort of transform it by leaps and bounds. And then I do get very inspired about those things. So, you know, just few examples of being like when I was doing, in Maps and Google Maps, getting, something like driving directions launched in Maps such that, people have turn-by-turn directions. And doing it in countries like India, where you don't have roads labeled, doing it by, landmark-based directions, is all very, was new tech back then. Same thing in my YouTube stint. I think I remember I was sort of probably one of the first people to play a live stream on a YouTube player, even when we didn't really fully have the technology for it. And then, to be able to run all the live sports and games and everything that YouTube runs today based off of that was, a lot of a new tech effort back then. So, same experience in cloud and open source that I had in my journey into Google Cloud and now at Tetrate is a really new technology that can have a transformative impact. So that's what inspires me.
That's awesome. Thank you for sharing that. And you're absolutely right. You've got really a combination of things that have really driven you or pulled you in that direction and kept you inspired. You know, your passion, of course, and the things you've learned from your father, but being on the bleeding edge of technology. And this is what this platform, this publication, this podcast, we talk about. We interview great guests like yourself to talk about these things. So I appreciate you sharing that. Thank you. And so, Arun, we're going to talk about this pandemic, right? Starting to lift now, or hopefully getting back to normal. But what's your plans for business growth going forward? And will it be any different than the last, you know, 15 months during a lockdown?
Yeah, that's a good question, Brent. I mean, pandemic has had a huge impact the last 1.5 years, right? I was just talking to my coworker who's like, you know, just took a flight off, you know, after an 18-month gap. And he was like, I was trying to figure out how to navigate this airport and get my liquids out of a bag. Like, I've forgotten all that. So it has had a huge impact on our world. In terms of our business, you know, some things remain unchanged, but certain other things have definitely drastically changed for us. So we were always sort of planning for international expansions into, you know, outside of the Americas. And so we planned to do that. And that's what we said in our recent, after our recent, you know, funding round. In terms of, you know, what has changed, if you think about like what pandemic has done is for businesses, is it has increased the importance of, you know, online channel for businesses, right? Be it retailers, now they're, you know, the percentage of business they're doing over internet and online, be it education, like schooling and learning, be it, you know, the platforms, video conference platforms themselves, like Zoom that we're talking on, like the amount of usage and the expectation of reliability and security of these online applications has just gone through the roof, right? Now, they are to an extent that, you know, for banking, retail, and these kind of customers, like online applications is not just a must-have, it's like a top line business driver. And what that has done is made these companies invest more into their application infrastructure, into their application reliability, into making sure that they're always up and available. And at the same time, you know, the bad actors have also gone more after these applications. And so the amount of security incidents, and like if you're here in the US, you hear, you know, every now and then now about, you know, ransomware and, you know, a Colonial Pipeline and a bunch of these that we hear in the news about security incidents happening. So what that has done is made the making businesses invest more and more into securing all of their application traffic. So those are actually things we do. So actually that those have turned into an accelerator for interest in our technology and interest in Tetrate from there on. So the last dimension to this is, you know, because of pandemic and the change in business, people are investing, like going more towards the OPEX model than the CAPEX model. So they're accelerating their journey to cloud. And, you know, any statistics you pick up, you'll see the acceleration of public cloud adoption and all the cloud services in public cloud. And that's another thing that this technology and we do, which is enable people to modernize and migrate to cloud. So for us, it's, you know, it's been an increased amount of interest, more and more people wanting to talk to us and adopt our technologies and services. So, you know, despite all of the challenges that we are facing, I think from our business point of view, it has had a positive impact.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that. And you're right, there's a lot of challenges nowadays, but I appreciate your efforts on your end to make sure that we continue to do business in a secure manner. So Varun, let's talk about tech, right? A little bit more, just if you could touch on it. You're obviously leveraging some new and emerging technologies within your tech stack to solve application networking, and you've got big companies like FICO and Square as your customers, right? But is there anything you might be able to share with us today?
Yeah, so in terms of the tech, right? So we are really sort of changing how applications talk to each other, right? So at the highest level, you know, now that you, like we were talking about, there are more online applications and the reliability of those and the security of those is paramount. And they're all being deployed in different public clouds. So what becomes challenging for companies is, you know, how do I actually monitor them consistently? How do I make sure they are resilient? How do I route traffic to them? How do I secure all my traffic to them? How do I make sure no, you know, secretive data or sensitive data leaks out of them from any request anywhere? And the tech that this is built on is, you know, open source technologies like Envoy and Istio. And Istio was something that I was the co-creator for back at Google as an open source project. And we are building on top of that. And the great thing about this is that it's very low effort to introduce and operationalize. So it's, you can introduce easily into your infrastructure by just injecting proxies. It takes over the traffic and it encrypts all the traffic and, you know, emits all the signals of what's happening. So it's actually quite low effort to introduce, and the value and the ROI is pretty high. So that is what, you know, names that you mentioned like FICO and Square. So to give you an example, like FICO deals with, you know, credit scoring, as all of us know, and they have used this technology to basically, you know, encrypt all of their traffic, you know, make sure everything is compliant by, you know, PCI DSS and so on. And same thing for Square, right? They deal with payments as well. And so they have actually, you know, saved their a lot of their resources by just optimizing, you know, traffic in a way that they need to utilize much less resources to run the same traffic. So we are actually seeing those kind of benefits that these, you know, customers have. And it's a huge, you know, it's a new area, and like not many people, it hasn't really become mainstream yet, but we are seeing signals towards that. So, you know, we are very bullish on what's possible. And, you know, how many businesses we can have a positive impact on.
Great. Thank you for sharing that. I do like the fact that you are, you know, building upon some of the technology that you co-created over at in your previous company at YouTube and Google. So I appreciate the share on that. I think that's exciting. So Varun, last question, if you could just touch on, could you share something from your career experience that might be helpful for those looking to grow their career in tech or entrepreneurship?
Yeah, I think I'll just mention two things and circle back one of them to what I mentioned in the first question. One is just, you know, be passionate about whatever you do. And if you're not, don't do it. you know, switch to something that you are passionate about.
Sure.
The second thing I would say is, you know, which is about people, right? Forming deeper relationships with people. I know it sounds very, you know, different from what people would, you know, you would expect me to say, but really when you're doing, you know, big part of entrepreneurship is actually, you know, starting from scratch and getting people to trust you, to invest in you, to join in your journey, to come leave their jobs and work for you. To do business with you, to do partnerships with you. And what really is needed there is to form deep relationships with people. Because at the end of the day, you know, whatever relationship it may be, customer, partner, employee, investor, you know, people work with people. And you know, forming those deep relationships of trust is what takes you, you know, a long way forward. So, you know, in bigger companies, you're sitting under the brand of those big companies. So people would work with you and those, you know, for those reasons. But when you're a smaller company, it all boils down, and you're starting up, it all boils down to those deep trust relationships.
You're absolutely right. And trust is the foundation for any good relationship at all levels. So I appreciate you sharing that, and the fact, obviously, passion is what keeps us moving. So thanks again, Varun. And I just want to let you know, it was a pleasure having you on today. And I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Thank you so much, Brian. It's a pleasure to be here.
Bye for now.